You know how sometimes when you watch funny cartoon and you hear people laughing in the background, even though it's just a cartoon, that's called a laugh track. It's like when you're playing and you hear someone else laughing, it makes you want to laugh too, even if you didn't get the joke at first. It's like when you are happy because your friends are happy. And you know how sometime at a birthday party, when one person starts giving gifts, everyone else wants to give their gifts too. It's a bit like that with grown-ups and their donation at places like Mandir or Mosque. If they see others have already donated, they might think, oh, maybe I should donate something too. So just like in cartoon, when we hear laughter, it makes jokes funnier. And just like at parties, when we see others do something, we might want to do it too. In marketing, we call it social proof. Social proof is like when you see everyone in class wearing a certain type of sneakers and you think, wow, those must be cool shoes. Maybe I should get a pair too. It's like when you're not sure what to do, but you look around and see what others are doing. And then you decide to do the same thing because you think it must be the right choice. For example, if you are in a lunchroom and you are not sure which snacks to pick, but you see most of the friends picking samosas, you might think, everyone is choosing samosas. Maybe samosas are the best snacks today. So you might choose samosas too, even if you usually love kachoris. That's social proof in action. In day-to-day life, we see it everywhere. An ad is saying they have served thousands of customers. That is social proof. Someone saying that top rankers are from their institute. That is social proof. We go to an e-commerce store, pick up a product, and before buying, we see reviews. That is also social proof. In a deal of the day section, we see a certain percentage of people claim the offer. That is social proof. A credible influencer is endorsing some product. That is also social proof. Testimonials, success story, etc. are also social proof. In short, social proof helps people to make the decision to purchase something, and marketers know this. That is why they use it to influence the decision of the people. Social proof works in two manners. Number one, if a lot of people are buying something or purchasing something, you think that product is good. Think of a review. A review having 5-star and rated by 1,000 people. That is a solid product for anybody. And the second thing is the testimonial. If a person is saying something about the product, since his persona matches your persona, it means that he or she have the same problem you are having, trust them more. And in marketing, we use very often. That's all, folks. I hope with this podcast, you also get the idea of using social proof for your campaign. If yes, then share this podcast with your fellow marketers. And if you want to join our class at Upskill, just go to the Google and search UBBSKILL. Please do remember there is double P. Or message at any of our social media handle and our team will get back to you. Hope to see you soon. We'll meet again in another podcast. Thank you very much.